This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Why adolescent obesity is rising in the digital age and how digital tools can help. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Piakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Adolescent obesity continues to rise globally, shaped increasingly by digital marketing, online food environments, and structural inequalities in the built environment, according to a narrative review published in The Lancet Digital Health. Yet digital technologies themselves, when thoughtfully designed, offer scalable opportunities to reverse this trend. The review reveals that most current digital interventions remain too narrow, weight-focused, and disconnected from how adolescents actually live. Key takeaways: adolescent obesity is driven by digital food marketing, socioeconomic inequity, and built environment design, not individual behavior alone. Most existing digital health interventions are poorly integrated into adolescents' real lives and overly centered on weight loss rather than health gains. Future digital obesity prevention tools must address food systems and nutrition holistically, not as narrow weight reduction campaigns. Scalable digital solutions exist, but require co-design with young people and integration into their digital ecosystems. Rising globally, adolescent obesity prevalence continues to increase across most regions, driven by commercial, structural, and digital determinants of health. Barriers to effective digital obesity prevention in adolescents, key design and implementation gaps in current interventions, narrow weight-centric focus, high barrier, poor integration into lived reality, high barrier, limited food systems perspective, high barrier, lack of socioeconomic tailoring, high barrier, missing adolescent co-design, high barrier. Source: The Lancet Digital Health, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News: A structural problem amplified by digital channels. The rise in adolescent obesity cannot be understood as a problem of individual choices alone. According to the Lancet Digital Health Narrative Review, commercial determinants of health, particularly aggressive food marketing, have migrated into digital spaces where adolescents spend increasing time. Social media platforms, mobile apps, and streaming services now serve as vectors for targeted marketing of ultra-processed foods. Beyond digital marketing, structural inequities in the built environment, reduced access to parks, sports facilities, and fresh food in low-income areas, intersect with socioeconomic disadvantage, creating barriers to prevention that no individual behavior change campaign can overcome. The review emphasizes that adolescent obesity is fundamentally a product of food systems, not personal willpower. Digital technologies amplify structural inequities by concentrating marketing of nutrient-poor foods in socioeconomically disadvantaged communities, while simultaneously creating new opportunities for scalable, integrated prevention if designed with population health in mind. The Lancet Digital Health Review, 2026. Why current digital interventions fall short. Despite rapid expansion of digital health tools, the review identifies three critical design failures in most adolescent obesity prevention apps and platforms. First, they remain narrowly weight-centric, focusing on calorie counting and weight loss, rather than building sustainable nutrition habits or addressing the underlying food environment. Second, they are poorly integrated into how adolescents actually engage with digital media, designed by adults without genuine adolescent input. Third, most interventions treat obesity as a medical problem requiring individual intervention, rather than addressing the commercial and structural determinants that shape food choices at scale. This mismatch between intervention design and lived reality means that even well-intentioned digital tools often fail to reach or engage adolescents, particularly those from low-income and marginalized communities who face the greatest structural barriers. The evidence base for these tools remains thin. According to the review, most published evaluations lack rigorous outcome measurement and fail to examine whether digital interventions reduce health inequities or simply reinforce them by requiring digital literacy and device access. A food systems approach to digital prevention. The narrative review advocates for a fundamental reframing. Future digital obesity prevention tools must be grounded in nutrition and food systems science, not weight loss marketing. This means digital platforms designed to help adolescents navigate food environments, understand marketing tactics, build food literacy, and access nutrient-dense options, alongside peers and trusted adults. Emerging examples cited in the Lancet Digital Health Review demonstrate promise. Interactive tools that decode food labels, social apps connecting adolescents around cooking and nutrition, and digital platforms that map access to fresh food. Yet these remain isolated innovations rather than systematic approaches. The authors call for integration of digital tools into broader health policy frameworks that simultaneously regulate food marketing and improve structural access to healthy food. Critically, these interventions must be co-designed with adolescents themselves, not as subjects receiving content, but as active partners in identifying what would be useful, engaging, and culturally relevant. Research from adolescent health studies shows that young people abandon apps quickly if they feel disconnected from their values or don't see why they matter. From narrow tools to systemic change. The implications extend beyond app design to health systems and policy. The Lancet review suggests that scalable digital obesity prevention requires simultaneous action on three fronts: regulating commercial digital marketing of unhealthy foods, mirroring emerging restrictions on television advertising, ensuring digital access and literacy in low-income communities so interventions don't widen equity gaps, and embedding digital tools within comprehensive food systems approaches that address procurement, school meals, and retail environments. Without this systems-level integration, digital health interventions risk becoming tools that primarily benefit affluent, digitally literate adolescents while leaving those facing the greatest structural barriers further behind. The evidence increasingly suggests that the future of adolescent obesity prevention lies not in standalone digital apps, but in coordinated use of digital platforms as part of broader efforts to reshape food systems and built environments. What this means for patients, adolescents, and families should seek out digital tools that teach food literacy and support access to healthy choices, rather than apps focused narrowly on weight loss or calorie restriction. Look for tools developed with young people and integrated into broader community health efforts. For clinicians, when counseling adolescents on obesity prevention, assess structural barriers to healthy eating, food access, economic constraints, built environment, in parallel with individual factors. Digital tools can support clinical conversations, but cannot substitute for addressing upstream determinants. For policymakers, obesity prevention policy must simultaneously regulate digital food marketing, ensure equitable digital access and health literacy, and reform food systems. Digital health interventions should be funded and evaluated as part of comprehensive public health strategies, not as isolated technology initiatives. Frequently asked questions: why haven't digital obesity prevention apps worked better so far? According to the Lancet Digital Health Review, most apps have been narrowly weight-centric, poorly integrated into adolescents' actual lives, developed without young people's input, and disconnected from the structural and food systems determinants driving obesity. They treat obesity as an individual medical problem rather than a systemic one. Can digital tools help address health inequities in adolescent obesity? Yes, but only if carefully designed. Digital tools could scale proven interventions to reach underserved communities and reduce barriers to health information. However, without simultaneous attention to digital access, literacy, and the underlying food systems inequities, digital interventions risk widening gaps between affluent and disadvantaged adolescents. What would an effective digital obesity prevention tool look like? According to the review, effective tools would address nutrition and food systems holistically, be co-designed with adolescents, integrate into their existing digital ecosystems, teach food literacy and marketing decoding, support access to healthy food, and connect to broader policy changes, regulating food marketing, and improving built environments. The evidence is clear. Digital technologies are neither villains nor saviors in adolescent obesity prevention. Rather, they are tools that can amplify existing inequities or support systemic change, depending on how they are designed, funded, and integrated into broader public health policy. The next generation of digital obesity prevention will succeed not by optimizing apps in isolation, but by using digital platforms as part of coordinated efforts to reshape food systems, regulate commercial determinants of health, and ensure that all adolescents have access to the information, environments, and support needed to thrive. Source: Adolescent Obesity in the Digital Age, Navigating Risks and Opportunities, The Lancet Digital Health, 2026.